From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Madison Conti. Today, on the fifth anniversary of Michael Brown's death in Ferguson, his father will publicly call for reopening the investigation into the white police officer who fatally shot the black and unarmed 18-year-old. Prosecuting attorney Wesley Bell, St. Louis County's first black prosecutor, took office in January after defeating seven-term incumbent Bob McCulloch. McCulloch drew criticism for his handling of the investigation into the August 9, 2014 shooting. Detractors say McCulloch guided the grand jury to its decision not to indict Darren Wilson. St. Louis County is set to become the largest police department in Missouri to equip all its officers with body cameras. As Rachel Littman reports, all 700 patrol officers and 350 police cars will have cameras by early 2020.
Officers will have to turn on the cameras when they're doing things like traffic stops or serving a warrant. Chief John Belmar says the transparency and accountability the cameras will provide are important.
Well, one of the most important things is context. If somebody takes a 15-second video on a smartphone of an interaction between an officer and somebody else, there's no context provided before or after that.
The county council approved $5 million for the cameras and unlimited storage space in early July. Funding for the five-year contract comes from a half-cent sales tax increase approved for public safety purposes in 2017. The department has also used some of that sales tax money to expand a system that detects when a gunshot has been fired. I'm Rachel Littman, St. Louis Public Radio.
Some residents in northern Missouri will be getting their power from pig waste. Large pork producer Smithfield Foods recently completed a natural gas pipeline for the city of Milan. Craig Westerbeek directs renewable energy production at Smithfield Foods. He says the pipeline is part of the company's efforts to reduce greenhouse gas emissions that cause climate change.
Capturing that those emissions, those carbon emissions, clearly is the biggest benefit from these projects.
Smithfield worked with St. Louis-based Raceline Alternative Energy to build the pipeline. The two companies formed a joint venture called Monarch Bioenergy this year. You can now pick up or request a copy of the 2019-2020 Missouri Official Highway Map. The Missouri Department of Transportation updates the maps every other year. Michelle Watkins, Transportation Planning Director for MoDOT, says there are some new features on the latest ones.
We've added some interesting information related to the U.S. National Bike Route System. So we have Route 66 now as an official part of our state map.
Other changes include larger fonts and better color contrasts for users who are visually impaired. In a time when many people use their smartphones to navigate, Watkins says the Missouri official highway maps remain popular. More than a million people picked up or requested a printed copy in the last 2 years. You can get a free copy of the map at your local MoDOT district office. I'm Madison Conti, KBIA News, Columbia.